for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
The fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. We've spoken to Victoria's coach Glenn Keast. We're going to go down now to the Rock Dog, who has the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day with him in front of the rooms, Chris Nichols.
And boys, the winner today of the Leopold Sporties $100 voucher is St Mary's captain Jack Blood.
Good choice. Good choice.
Well done.
Great game, mate.
Well done.
Great game. Now, right at the end there, Jack, as I've said this to Sherm, you got the free kick and you went inboard. It was won by McMahon.
Yep.
Down to Dowling. Sherman goal.
Yep.
The old guard, mate. Must have been a thrill.
Yeah, it was. Especially, like, the fourth quarter was quite scrappy, so it was good to get a clean sort of entry in. And, yeah, the forwards rallied around it. And, yeah. Shermo to finish off was lovely.
Congratulations, Jack. Another close encounter, which I suspect at this time of the year, playing against teams that are around you on the ladder, you expect. So we're just talking to Keastie about how you just held your medal there in the last 5 or so minutes when it was possible that you could just let it go and Newtown were in the lead. So it was good to get the win in the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to see that the boys can actually realise when to actually go fast and try and control the game. And I thought at the right time we did when we needed to, and got the win. So
you've played a few different roles this year. Back in the middle a little bit today. We've seen you at halfback, and obviously with Harry going down today as well, probably a bit more emphasis for you and a couple of others in the middle. But you're going where the coach tells you, I suppose, in terms of your roles in different weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I just love playing on the field. So as long as I'm on the field, I'm very happy, mate. And hopefully Benno's all right. Obviously went down injured early, but we'll get around him and hopefully get him back soon.
Jack, congratulations not only on the win but on your game today. I thought you were stellar as well. But I was speaking to Keastie about it just prior to this interview, but your composure with ball in hand, not just you but the experienced players, particularly when the pressure was coming at you and you kept turning the ball back to their sort of rock defence in that last couple of minutes, just composure with ball in hand, it was like you just wanted to get it into the experienced players' hands. Is that how you felt out there, or was just sort of the way the game sort of went that it ended up in the experienced players' hands?
Yeah, look, we trust all of our 22 that we put on the field. So as long as it's in our hands, we know that we can control it fast or slow. And, we're very happy playing either way.
Now, Jack, was there any goal-kicking drills done during the week at St Mary's down at Cadinia Park?
There usually is a few.
Yeah.
But it is one aspect that we need to work on, obviously.
Especially the bloke who's standing next to you there now, too.
Now, we're glad Dowlo handballed that to Sherman, because the result may have been different.
Yeah, might have been.
He kicked 0-6 for the day. And he.
Yeah, look, we still trust him, though. If Paddy needs to kick a goal, he'll kick a goal for us. So he's usually pretty good in those moments as well. So
we all know what footy's like. One week it can be 6 straight, and next week it can be 0-6. So
exactly.
It's the way it goes, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah. Now
we always ask this of the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. This is the question that you have to answer properly. Now, you haven't got a partner or you've got a wife or a husband or a partner that you have to you'll be taking the Leopold Sporties?
I've got my partner, yes.
Yes, you've got your partner.
Yeah, she'll be very happy with
she'll
it.
She'll be very happy. Okay. Now, if you had to take somebody from the club, who would you take?
Someone from the club. If I had to take someone, I'd probably take Sherman after today.
Yeah, well done.
Definitely icing it for us. It was a very nice finish, so yeah.
And if there was some reptile you wouldn't take from the club to the Leopold Sporties, who would it be?
Josh Jasker.
The bus, Josh Jasker.
Straight up, too. Didn't even think about it.
Straight in.
Don't need to think with him.
Is that for any particular reason, Jack, or just because he's a reptile of a bloke?
He'll know.
Well, it's certainly Ben Maloney would be happy with that, because every other player throws
says
up
Ben Maloney.
No, I'm good with having dealing with Ben. He usually sticks up for me, so I'm happy with
him. Congratulations today, Jack. Great game in Leopold Sporties, $100 voucher, and well done. Good luck for the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll talk to you before then.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Well, Jack. Yeah, fantastic. Jack Blood, the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.